and then put straw on top of that and just throw a little dirt up on them, leave it open to the top where they can get air. Mm-hmm. And have potato to the next plant.
What different kinds of fences did people used to have around their yards?
Paling, made out of split oak, split pine, oak.
How did they build one?
They put up lath and they cut some long stuff, 10 foot long, 8 and 10, and put pieces on them posts. And they'd put the paling up down this way, mm-hmm. sharpen the top end of them. Anything tried to go over me, he stayed up there. He didn't clear it, jump it clear. I've got dogs off paling fences a lot of times. Mm. A neighbor had a mule one time tried to jump out the yard and come through the backyard gate and went out, tried to go out the front and it all shut up. He went jumping and stuck a paling like to come out up on his shoulder. Mm. Didn't kill the thing, it's a wonder it hadn't.
Is that why they were pointed? Huh? That's why they were pointed at the top. Mm-hmm.
That paling, they was about that high.
They were about 5 foot high?
4 foot, them was. And she went to jump it, and she did. She missed it. Stumbled, her front foot hit the paling or something, and slowed her up. She fell right down on top of it, and went up between her shoulder and her body. Mm. Like to come out the top of her.
How'd you ever get it off?
They pulled the paling out of her that evening when they found her. She went on home. Man had a barge to do some hauling with, and she decided she better go home. And she went to come out of that patch and went through that yard, going home. Mm. They like nothing else caught her to pull it out of her. They tied her and then taken two men got a hold of it and pulled it out of her. Mm. About that wide. One of them that killed her.
What kinds of wire fences do people have nowadays?
Most of them just have 3 and 4 wire to keep cows in.
What kind of wire?
Barbed wire.
How would you set up a barbed wire fence?
Set up a row of posts and stretch the wire and nail it to them posts.
You nail it?
With staples.
First of all, you have to set down the corner.
Put your corner post and brace post down at each end. And some pull post, if it's very long stretch, you have to put some pull post about middle ways. Mm-hmm. So if you're going down the bottom, you got to tie them posts in the bottom down. Don't, this other, pull them up. Mm-hmm. I got some tied down now.
What would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Rock wall is what I'd call it.
Do y'all have those around here?
Some of them have got them on the front. Once in a while you see one like that.
Just for decoration?
Yeah, mostly.
How would you build a rail fence?
Build it like this, locked it. Uh-huh. Crooked. I'll build them in.
When you're first setting the rail fence down, you know, the first layer of rails that you put down when you kind of...
Most of them just cut a bunch of poles and use a pole on the bottom. Uh-huh. Call them ground poles.
Did you ever hear any other name for that when you put the... What about worm?
Well, I've heard Paul say fence worm a lot of times. He'd lay the fence worm.
What did he mean when he said he'd lay the fence worm?
That's the ground, the one that laid on the ground. That laid it out. Uh-huh. He could stick up full stop, go out that corner and go... Face them stops going back and go just straight to the other corners and put wire, or line or something.
What would, if you wanted to brace it or if you wanted to make it a little bit higher without putting another layer of rail?
You lock the corners up with rails and put laid one up in there.
What would you call that?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear a stake and rider?
Well, yeah, I hear Paul talk about they used to have oxen and that's the way they had to do the fence to keep them tearing it down.